Hello, good evening. My name is Richard. I'm calling you from Opinion Research. We're calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers. I would just like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I'm not going to ask you for donation. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time?
I believe so.
Okay. My signal, Mr. Kevin Burns?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Now, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry, sir?
45.
Okay, thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Plasterer, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, marble mason, tile or setter, bricklayer, cement mason, stone mason, tile or marble finisher, PCC restoration, refractory bricklayer, mason helper or finisher?
Brick and stone.
Brick and stone? Okay, sir.
Yeah.
All right. And the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey, level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper, or an improver?
Foreman.
Okay, thank you, sir. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes, I am.
All right, sir. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? I mean, that is, unable to find work when you want to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Not this year.
Okay, sir, thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work in for non-union contractors over the last the past year?
No.
All right, sir, thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
There's probably fewer.
Fewer, okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Well, probably about the same.
About the same? Okay, sir. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No. There's not enough taken up to train.
Okay, sir. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as job steward by the union?
No.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately, through the federal government, or you do not know?
Mostly through the state.
Mostly the state? Okay, sir. Thank you. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I'm thinking probably a little more.
A little more than now, okay. And looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I'm saying it's going to get worse.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Now, switching gears a little bit, sir, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
Well, everything's taken care of pretty good. Fall is probably the biggest risk.
Okay. So you would say that you don't have no real concerns at all?
Nah, we've got a pretty good safety program.
Okay. And so, yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 4 months?
No.
No. Okay. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing?
Say that again.
Picketing?
Oh, no.
Union organizing?
No.
And political canvassing?
Nope.
All right, sir. Now, in the last 4 months, how often did a local union representative visit the project that you were working on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
You say occasionally? Okay, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And change the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. Now, I have right here radio, cable news, the internet or social media, print or online newspapers, local TV news programming, and friends and neighbors.
One of most likely?
Yes, the most likely to get your news from.
Probably off the internet.
Off the internet? Okay. Yeah. All right. And your least likely, sir? I got radio, cable news, print or online newspapers, local TV news programming.
Probably print.
Okay. Probably print. All right. That'd be your last. And then we got radio, cable news, local TV news programming, and friends and neighbors.
Which one of the most likely out of those?
Yes, between out of those.
Probably cable.
Cable news. And then we got radio, local TV news, or friends?
Probably radio.
Okay, and then we got local TV news or friends?
local.
And I'm assuming you put in local the friends and neighbors that last, correct, sir?
There you go.
Okay, sir. Thank you for that. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Jobs and the economy, healthcare, the environment, foreign policy, education, support for labor unions, immigration, or something else?
Probably foreign policy at this point.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Now, as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
I was just a little, not a lot.
Okay, so you've heard a little bit. Okay. Not a problem, sir. And now, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, or not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support this?
Well, I can't really say that I've seen the effects of it, that it's helped a lot, but I'm not sure how to answer that.
Okay, not a problem, sir. And generally speaking, do you believe that the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Well, that's a good question. It used to be Democrats. Really not so much Slayer Republicans at this point, but I guess you'd have to go with Democrats.
Okay, sir. And as you may know, sir, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers, the UAW?
Well, I don't know. I'm really not sure what the package they have right now, what their wage and package is.
Okay, sir.
Sure, it's way more than mine.
All right, sir. Now, right here, sir, please indicate if you approve or you disapprove of the job that Joe Biden has done with each of the following. The first one up is his job as president overall.
Disapprove.
You disapprove somewhat or you disapprove strongly?
Strongly.
What about foreign affairs?
strongly disagree.
What about support for labor unions?
Haven't seen it. Disapprove.
Okay. You disapprove somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. And what about immigration?
Yeah, it's totally messed up. Yeah, strongly disapprove of the policies.
Okay. And what about healthcare?
Needs a lot of reform. Strongly disapprove.
Okay, and the last one is the economy.
Pretty much in the share, but it's pretty weak. I guess I disagree.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're almost done here, sir. And do you disapprove or you approve the way that Congress is handling its job?
I disapprove.
Disapprove somewhat or disapprove strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, sir. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And I know it's a long way off, sir, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or you do not think you will vote at all?
No, I will definitely vote.
All right. Now, and if the election and for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote, sir?
Trump.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yeah.
All right. Now, turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
All right. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Now, sir, how could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words, sir.
Oh, well, I'm not sure.
This is actually in your words. What do you think right now would be the best improve its representation and service? How could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words.
I guess try to recruit some younger people. Keep the trade going. BA does a good job. Seems to represent us well. Other than that, I really don't have any ideas.
Okay, you said try to recruit younger people, keep the trade going.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. Keep the trade going. All right, sir. Now, what do you think that the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? What do you think is the most important thing that the union should be working on? Again, in your own words.
Cheaper health care, I'd say. We're paying a lot for health care, and I'd like to see some of that on the check.
Okay. You said cheaper health care. I'm paying a lot for health care, correct?
Yeah.
All right, sir. Okay. We are almost done right here, sir. Now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union, sir? Mail, email, text messages, union meetings, job site?
Probably mail.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, or once a year, or never?
At least 4 times
okay.
a year.
Thank you, sir. Now, I would like to ask you a few statistical questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Probably Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not strong, a not very strong Republican?
Strong.
Okay, sir. And just to make sure that we have the representative sample, sir, what is your race?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you, sir. And finally, sir, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just please have your first name?
Kevin.
K-E-V-I-N?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. All right. Kevin, this concludes the survey for today. Thank you very much for your participation in helping me out. You have a blessed evening, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.